Well, good evening, church. All right. It's a blessing we're here, amen. By the grace of God, amen. Be proud that we can assemble tonight to be able to worship God in spirit and in truth, amen. Amen. All right. Think about the promises, amen. Promise to them that what? Love him. Am I right? Because we endure temptation, right? When we were tried, right? Right, and we're going to receive the crown of life, am I right? And that crown of life and the promises being here tonight, amen. And let's don't take it for granted, amen. All right, let's go to Romans, John, book of John, chapter 12 tonight. And we're going to continue on tonight. And we're still talking about John chapter 20 and 31, all right, many miracles. John 20 and 31, many other signs truly did Jesus. In the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written that we might believe. Amen. See, to confirm the word of God, Mark 6:20. Amen. That Jesus is the Christ, Son of God, and that believing you shall, ye might have life through his name. Right? Act 4:12. Amen. Neither that salvation in other name but the name of what? Jesus. Amen. 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 All right, so let's begin. Jesus getting ready to die on the cross. Amen. Week before he's to die, John 12. And we're going to begin here tonight about verse number 40. We're going to read what Jesus continued to talk about Isaiah the prophet. He that is blind to eyes, can't see, harden our hearts. So what happens when you fail to see truth? Amen. When you fail to let the word of God work into your life, you can't see. What it do is harden your hearts. And they should not see with the eye, nor understand with the heart, and be converted, and I should heal them. Simply because we don't study to show ourselves approved unto God. You don't have to answer this question, but it's examination time, amen. You know, God look high and God look low, amen. You've been too busy this week. You hadn't studied God's word every day. Amen. But I bet you ate three meals a day or more. Amen. Am I right? That takes care of the physical body, but what about the spiritual body? Amen. 1 Corinthians 6:19, know you not that your body is the temple of the what? Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit dweller. Amen. And on the way the Holy Spirit going to get in, you got to study. Amen. You got to enlighten the mind. Colossians 3:16. You let the word of Christ dwell in us richly. So it can teach us, so it can admonish us, right? So that we can be able to see. When you be able to see spiritually, then you can understand through mindset, amen. In Romans 12:2, be not conformed, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And that's something we do every day. Sometimes I transform two or three times a day, amen. Through study, through enlightenment, amen, we are being transformed tonight, amen. I hope when you leave, you're a little bit better than you came, amen. But you know, when you leave here, and you're in the same condition when you came, you got a problem, amen. See, so hopefully when you leave, you can see a little bit change, amen, in your life through the power of the word of God. And that's the beauty of being a child of God, amen. That's the beauty, Brother Fred, in them 21 books, amen. Let's read why it's written there, amen, 4:1-21. But once you get saved and get in them 21 books going to teach you how to act, amen. Am I right? So that we get that last book, 1 John 5:13, we know we're going to heaven, amen. Am I right? So you ask the question, how many of y'all are going to heaven? Everybody, a Christian, I say, I'm going, amen. Come for the wages and the death, but to give the God eternal life, amen. Jesus already paid for it. All you got to do is just get on board, amen. But to stay on board, you got to be a part of the ecclesia, am I right? The called out body, called the church of Christ, am I right? See, that's the whole point we're seeing. But see, you don't understand that if you hadn't been enlightened. If you still, but you're blind and your heart been hardened, amen, the seed can't penetrate. See, Luke 8:11, talking about that seed, right? That seed is the word of God, am I right? See, and that seed can only penetrate in good soil. That's the law of nature, Galatians 6, right? What you sow is what you reap. So See, sowing is a process of life. You can sow right, you can sow wrong. Amen. There's no middle sowing. You can sow toward what? The flesh and reach what? Damnation, condemnation. Or you can sow toward the spirit and reach everlasting life. And that's what Jesus is saying here in relationship to understanding what is the will of the Lord. I know sometimes you don't want to hear that, but see, we need to be reminded of this here. Because you know what? It don't take much to get off focus, amen. That devil's a roaring lion, amen. That devil wants you to stay out of focus, amen. The devil don't want you to be what? Always transforming, examining. See, that's what the devil don't want you to do. So you got to stay like a laser beam. So you got to put on the whole armor of God. You got to fight that good fight of faith. You got to seek ye first the kingdom of God. And you got to do these things every day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Because if you don't, you're going to get out of focus. When you get out of focus, you're going to get blind. See, when you get blind. See, that's the reason why nobody should be led by nobody spiritually. Did you hear what I just said? See, don't let your preacher mislead you. You lead your own spirit to life. Amen. See, you follow Jesus. You don't follow me. Amen. See, a lot of times people say the preacher said it. A lot of times they say that the church. No, not what they say, what you say. You know why did I say that? John 12:48. Am I right? See, John 12:48 said we're going to be judged by the word. Amen. Then Galatians 6, every man must bear his own what? Burden. So don't let nobody lead you. The problem with church folks, they follow church folks. Well, when you follow church folks can be wrong, amen? See, you want to follow Jesus, amen? Am I right? Because if you're doing it because everybody else is doing it, well, who say they right? If you ain't checking out by the book, amen? And you owe that to yourself, right? Why have the perfect law of liberty when you don't use perfection? I mean, why even have it? See, if you're going to believe what other people say, am I right? See, you're going to believe what other people say, or believe what other people do, and you don't believe and investigate for yourself, why even have the perfect law of liberty? Why even have a Bible when you're not going to study it? See, if you're going to sit there and wait, the other people tell you what you need to do to be saved, well, they shouldn't tell you what you need to do to be saved. You should read in the Bible and see for yourself what the Bible say. Amen. Because that's what we're going to be judged by. Am I right? Go to John 12:48 right quick. See, we ain't got it yet, but go to John 12:48. We're going to get there in a minute. Here, Jesus said here, he that rejecteth me. Ain't that what he said? And receiveth not my words. See, hath one to judge him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge us when? In the last day. See, this is what we're going to be judged by. Am I right? Go to Revelation 20 right quick. It's another classic example. See? Revelation 20:12. He talked about this here. See? Revelation 20:12. Jesus said this here. He says in 20:12, he says, and I saw the dead stand. I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. Right, Hebrews 9:27. I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books, right, were open, right? Am I right? Is that right? Get your book out. Get your book out. Where's my book back there? Oh. All right. You got the book out? All right. All right, in that book, turn this sharp sheet. If you need a sheet right here, you don't have one. This sheet right here where it talks about the patriarchy, Mosaic, and the Christian disposition. I ain't got but one. I got mine downstairs. I'll give you one. All right. And in this book here, let's look at what Jesus said. We're going to walk through it. I'll get to it in a minute. This one right here. It says Mosaic, and Christian dispensation here. The books, what he talking about here. Reverend, this one here. It says patriotic, Mosaic, and the Christian dispensation. Okay? And then if you got your sheet here, this sheet here, A Journey Through the Bible, really, if you got a book, this is really where it should be. It should be in your book like here, three dispensations, then you're tying it in here. Because it's going to start at Genesis 1 and go all the way through the book of Revelation. Y'all see what I'm saying? So if you're doing your book, you tie this in here, then put this back to back. Y'all with me? It's just a suggestion. Now you handle your book any way you want to because your eyes got to see it. Amen. Amen. If I was studying the book, in my book, I would show, and the books were open. What books you talking about? Talking about the books of the patriarchal age, Mosaic age, grace and truth. All right? And then this one here is going to take you all the way, and it's going to show you that the patriarchal age right here, Adam, all the way to Jacob, all the way down here, all right, to Moses, amen. Where it picks up with the law of Moses, amen. And the law of Moses is going to take you all the way down here to the birth of Christ. And the birth of Christ is going to take you all the way. I mean, the law of Moses is going to go all the way until the day of Pentecost. Really. Because this is Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John here, right? Am I right? And this is the Acts 1, right? These are 21 books here, right? And this is the 1 right here. Y'all with me? You see? See? That's the way you need to see it. If you're going to understand Revelation 20 and 12, I'll go over one more time with you. See, here we get again. You got the patriarchal age. See, it's going to take you all the way to Exodus 1, right? Am I right? In Exodus 1, which is the law of Moses, right? The law that was given on Mount Sinai, they're going to take you all the way until, really, the church was established in Acts chapter 2. Okay? All right? Okay? And this is the establishment of the Church of Christ right here, all right? And these are 21 books and this the other book. So when you go back to Revelation 20 and 12, okay, y'all see how handy these books are? All right, now in your book, you also should have Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy, right? You got the first five, right? Right, already in your book, all right? Now, next Sunday, I'm going to give you, what come after that? Joshua. Is that right? Yeah. Sure. Sir? No, you ain't got Joshua, but, no, we already gave you Deuteronomy Sunday. Yeah, be Joshua, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I should know because I worked on it yesterday for you to get to you Sunday. But Joshua, okay? But see, you don't need to get Joshua until you understand the first five in relationship. Y'all understand what I'm saying? See? And that's the whole point, okay? And that's the whole point. There you go right now. So we talked about, and the books were open. Go back to Revelation 20:12, okay? You're there? And the books, that's plural, right? And then I know where books, what books is he talking about? See, he's talking about the book of Pentateuch, the book of Law of Moses, the book of grace and truth, right? Because they had not been but three dispensations, right? From the beginning of time, right? The law, right? The law, well, the Pentateuch, or the law, the same, first five, and then the law of Moses, and then grace and truth, okay? All right, so books that there, and that's on your sheet, were open, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books. And look what he said, according to their works. Now look here. Now would it be fair that if you didn't live here, would it be fair for you to be judged here? If you didn't live in this period, would it be fair for you to be judged here? Huh? Y'all see what I'm saying? We live under grace and truth, right? We live under Jesus. Jesus is the head of the church, am I right? We are part of the Church of Christ, am I right? John 1:17, the law came by Moses, but grace and truth came by who? Jesus Christ. So when we die, we're going to be judged by this period of time. See, these people are going to be judged by this period of time. And these people are going to be judged, but they're going to be judged according to their works, according to their dispensation. Because this is the period that they lived in. Go with me to Deuteronomy 5, and I'll show you an example. Deuteronomy 5. Deuteronomy 5. Deuteronomy 5. Look on with your wife. Deuteronomy 5. Get close to your wife and look on with your wife. All right. In Deuteronomy 5, beginning in verse 1, I want to read to you and show you what I'm talking about. Everybody there? All right. Look what it says here. Everybody there? See? He said, Moses called all of Israel, and he said unto who? Them. Who is them? Israel, right? He said, hear, O Israel, the statutes and judgments I speak in your ear this day. What day? That's the day he's speaking, right? That you learn them and keep and do them. Look at verse 2. He said, the Lord our God made a covenant with us. Who is us? Israel, right? Right? Where? In Horeb. Look at verse 3. He said, the Lord made not this covenant with our fathers, but with us, even us who are all of us here alive this day. So what he's simply saying here, that this covenant that I made, I didn't make it with your forefathers, but I made it with us. That is us who lived in this period of time, not them, but us who are alive what? This day. So you see the different divisions there in relationship to understanding what is the will of God. So we're going to pass these to these people. Okay. Thank you. Okay. All right. Thank you. Now let's go a little bit further. There you go. Thank you. All right. Now let's go back to John. John 12. Y'all with me? All right. Do what? What did he say? All right, let's go back to John 12, okay? All right, so John 12. All right. He said, he that blinded the eyes, harden the heart, they should not see with their eyes, not understand with their heart, and be converted, and I should hear them. If you got your Bible, underline the word blind, lead it to harden. All right? Underline eyes, because you can't understand without seeing, and you're not going to be converted. But for you, will you think that's the reason why a lot of people ain't converted today? That's the reason why? Do you think that's the reason why a lot of people are not committed? You understand what I'm saying? This is the answer right here, isn't it? Amen. Because they just can't see. Then verse 41 said, then these things said Elijah when he saw his glory and spake of him. Nevertheless, among the chief rulers also many believed on him, but because of the Pharisees, they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue. For they loved the praise of men more than the praise of God. Underline that. See, when you fail to see because you're blind and your heart get hard that you can't be converted, if you're more interested in what man say versus what God say, this verse is applicable. Amen. Did you hear me say, don't let nobody guide your spirituality? You got your own spirituality. Amen. If you're going to give an account for yourself, who are you going to listen to, what man say, or are you going to listen to what Jesus say? Amen? Why do we think you say, prove all things and hold fast that which is good? I tell people all the time, well, if you whatever you're going to be, well, show me in the Bible. If you can show me in the Bible, amen? See, I was on the way somewhere this morning. I listened to JOS Radio, And I heard a man say on the radio, he says, I am a Baptist preacher. Well, you can't find that type of terminology nowhere in the Bible. Amen. Why can he be just a preacher? Amen. Why? Because they love the praise of men more than they love the praise of God. See, and that's a dangerous situation to be in. Verse 44, Jesus cried and said, look what he said, he that believeth on me, right? Mark 16, 16. Mark, Matthew 6, 33. He that believeth on me, believeth not on me, but on him that sent me. Amen. Question. If it don't make no difference as to what you believe in, or if you say it makes no difference what church that you go to, why did God send Jesus into the world to save the world that we may believe if you're going to believe somebody else? Right? Because see, if you're going to believe Jesus, you're going to believe what the Holy Spirit says, right? Go with me to 1 John. I want to show you something. See, with the 1 John, in verse 7, but back all over to verse 1, because see, 1 John 5:1, he talks about the conditions to being born again, right? To be born again, number one, you got to love God, amen. Am I right? Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone that loveth him, that begot loveth him, also is the begotten of him. Then verse 2 says, by this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. See, to be born again means that you got to be begotten of God. Amen. To be begotten of God means you love God. Why you love God? When you love one another, when you keep God's commandments, right? That's belief, right? That's what being born again is all about. All right? And then it goes on. He said, for this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not hard. For whatsoever is born of God, look what he says here, for whatsoever is born of God, we overcome the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcomes the world? But he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. See, you can't say you believe that Jesus is and you go contrary to the word. Amen. But if you believe, you're going to overcome. Because if you love God, you're going to keep his commandments. And that's what he said. Am I right? And that's the reason why Jesus said it back here. See, in verse 44. He said, he that believeth on me, believeth not on me, but on him that sent me. Because see, you got to understand, why did God send Jesus into the world? Right? That we may believe. And when we believe, we're going to love him and we're going to keep his commandments. And loving him and keep his commandments, we're going to do what he tell us to do by getting into his church. Amen. Amen. See, it's amazing, brethren, that if we understood, if we could only see, but we're not blind. Amen. If we just saw and see and understood, see, we can be converted unto truth. Amen. But the problem is the praise of men. The problem is carnality that we allow to creep in that literally caused us to be blind. And when we're blind, we just can't see. It's like people say, hey, Randy, you heard everybody say, I just don't understand. I just don't see why. I don't understand why y'all just so narrow-minded. How come we can't use instrumental music? How come? Because that's what Jesus says, amen. That's authority, amen. But drop all it down back to 1 John. 1 John said in verse 7, he said, for there are three, right, that bear record in heaven. You got the Father, he the one sent Jesus, right? The Word, in the beginning was the Word. That's Jesus, right? And the Holy Ghost, right? And these all three are what? Okay, if they all three are one, if the Father, the Word, which is the Son, and the Holy Spirit all one, why would you think they go contrary to one another? How can you say you believe the Word, but you don't agree with the what? How can you say you believe the Holy Ghost, but don't believe with the Word? How can you say you believe in Jesus when God sent Jesus? Y'all see what I'm saying? See, you can't have one without the other. People cry all the time. We want the Holy Ghost. We want the Holy Ghost. We want this to be a Holy Ghost church. Well, if you want this to be a Holy Ghost church, well, look unto Jesus. Amen. Be apostolic in doctrine. Amen. Prove all things. Hold fast to that which is good. Amen. Because, see, the Holy Spirit, the Word, and one who sent the Word, they all are one. And they don't go contrary to the other. You can't say, brother, you're full of the Holy Ghost and you're not doing what the Holy Ghost tells you to do. Right? Am I right? That's why all churches of Christ are supposed to be speaking the word. Same thing. Amen? Doctrinal. Now, we can disagree on what time we have services on Sunday. Amen? We can disagree as to whether we're going to have a Wednesday night, Thursday night, or Friday night Bible class. But on the Lord's Day, when the whole church come together in one place, we all supposed to be unified. Amen? To do all five items of worship. Amen? And we all supposed to be speaking the same thing. Because the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit, they all bear record in their word. And you can't go contrary to the other. That's the reason why he said, you believe on me. See, don't believe on me, but believe on the one who sent me. Because see, when you believe on the Father, you're going to believe on the Word. And when you believe on the Word, the Holy Ghost is going to be a part of your life. Because see, you can't have the gift of the Holy Spirit and you contrary to the Word. You can't have the gift of the Holy Spirit not be in this church. Do that make sense? Huh? I know John well. John better not come home and catch me up in this house eating out his refrigerator without being invited. He didn't invite me. He come home, I'm all propped up with my feet on the table. I can't do that at Sean's house. I don't get it. Yeah, you said it publicly, but you went to... You went down and leave. First thing you're going to say, I wonder why he did that. Is he getting Alzheimer's? Have he lost his mind? Now, you might not say it to me, but it's going to be a private conversation. See, only walls can talk. Because it's against the norm. See, that's against the norm. See, we accept some things against the norm, but when it comes to spirituality, we do what we want to do. See, but it don't work that way according to the Word. Am I right? See, and that's what Jesus is saying. He said, don't believe on me, but believe on the one who sent me. Well, why did God send him anyway? Why did God send Jesus in the world anyway? To die on the cross, shed blood, purchase a church. Why? That we all may be saved. Because that had been prophesied, am I right? That which had been prophesied, see, from the beginning of time. See, right here, right Genesis 3:15. See? Right Genesis 12:1. See? Man, that's a study to watch that seed go from generation to generation to generation to generation to generation. So in Matthew 1, when you read, he begat, he begat, he begat, he begat. And finally, Jesus was born into this world. Galatians 4:4, through the seed of a woman to redeem mankind for the sins of the world. But there were four. It started back here. When Adam and Eve sinned in the Garden of Eden, sin had to be paid for. Am I right? Is that right? See? And that's what Jesus is talking about. Well, don't believe on me. Just believe. See, another thing I don't understand. See, people want God the Father, right? See, people won't violate the Father. People pray that prayer, the Lord's Prayer, which is not the Lord's Prayer, over and over again. See, this morning I was getting ready to go somewhere. And it was Miles College Choir, and they were singing the Lord's Prayer. You know, as part of Black History program, and I smiled, See, we'll sing that. We'll say, "Our Father, which art in heaven, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth." We'll say that because, see, we respect the Father. See, everybody wants the Holy Ghost, but they disrespect the Son. The reason why I say that, you look at all the different churches in the world today, all the different churches in Birmingham, teaching, preaching, different doctrines that are contrary to the Word of God. Some got to be wrong, amen. Because it's not sanctioned by God's authority, amen. See, y'all with me? See, in relationship to authority, when all authority was given to him over heaven and earth. See, God sent him, yes, he did. He came in the world, yes, he did. He died on the cross, yes, he did. But also, when he died on the cross, for the wages of sin is death, see, that price he paid gave him the right to be the head of the church, whereby he has authority. That's why everything that we do got to be what? Book, chapter, and verse. Everything. People say, "Boy, y'all making a lot of changes." Thank God I'm still alive to make them. Amen. Am I right? See, I'm glad we can make them on this side, because when you get on that, you can't make them, can you? It's too late, am I right? So yeah, somebody say, "Well, you know, Fat Paul got a fellowship." See, that's what he said. Amen. Because, see, we're going to be held accountable, am I right? So I'm glad that we can make them on this side, don't you? Because, see, when you close your eyes and take that last breath, you can't make no more changes. Because it's over. You don't believe me? Read Luke 16. See, that man woke up in hell, didn't he? He cried and prayed. He got holy, but a little bit too late. Okay? So let's go ahead and begin now. Let's go back. Y'all with me? See, in relationship to understand what is with the Lord. Okay, go back to John. All right, verse 45. He that sees me sees him that sent me. Y'all know what he said. See, when you see him and when you understand him, because you're not blind and you've been converted, see, you can see Jesus. And then you can have an understanding why God sent him. And that way he said, "Brother Brown." See, when you see him, see, you got to know Jesus. 1 John 5:13, right? "These things were written that you may know." See, when you know and you see and you understand, see, now you know. 1 John 5:7, why they all are one. Am I right, Brother Frazier? But see, you can't see him if you're blind, right? See, you can't see him if you don't have the understanding, right? You can't see him if you ain't been converted, right? See, you got to be able to see him through the word, through knowledge of your mind. Amen. Because you have put it up here, right? See, put it up here. Like Kathy told me the other day. I've been looking at that. I didn't know what them folk were talking about. Until she said and gave me the phrase by understanding exponents and expressions. See, and I didn't know what she talking about. When she said that, And I wrote it down. And I've been looking at it, but I still don't understand it. But the bell went off rested right here. So, man, I've been cutting up, exposing and expressing. Now, if you don't know, don't feel bad, because I didn't. See, please excuse, what say? My dear Aunt Sally. That's what it is. See me at church, I'll tell you. I might not can't because I just got it myself. But before I was blind. I mean, I was sitting up in there, but I didn't know what they were doing. Man, he was giving us equations, brackets. I was just sitting there. What that man do? I knew I was just lost. He said, "Mr. Law, you all right?" Mm-mm. And all of a sudden they called me Mr. Law. "Mr. Law, you all right?" See? I go there, he's trying to explain, but it just didn't click right now until she said, "Please excuse, what is it? My dear Aunt Sally." Then it made me understand. The please is the parentheses. See, excuse. See, it's the exponents. See, this is what you're supposed to do first. This is what you're supposed to do next. See, it formaling and then don't know how. And I just didn't get it. Man, you just saw me today. I went through 3 pencils. All right, never storm today. Because, see, I had better understanding. But before I was blind, man. See, Darwin, I have 4 pencils sitting up here, all sharp. I still got a pencil sharp in my pocket right now. in case I need me some more pit lead. But I was cutting up, boy. Because I wasn't blind no more. I had understanding. Y'all understand what I'm saying? And I see it. You understand what I'm saying? But see, that's the thing where the Word of God got to work at it, Brother Frazier. See, you got to see it. But you ain't going to see it if you're blind because you're seeking more the praise of men. You're carnal. See, like 1 Corinthians 3:1. See, you can't get spiritually if you're carnal. You understand what I'm saying? And that's what he's saying there in relation to understanding what is the Word of God. And then in verse 46, he said, I have come a light. Man, I'm going to finish this chapter tonight. I am come. I'm gonna come back to it. I'm gonna read it though, but I can't run over this here. Because see, that brown, that light talks about so much, don't it, man? See, I just can't leave because see, light give you directions. Am I right? See, you woke up in the middle of the night in the dark, go to the restroom, and you expect the dresser to be in the proper place. You expect shoes to be under the bed. If you got little children and grandchildren, you expect toys in your way, because see, you already had sleep, right? And when you get up, there ain't nothing worse than to run into something. Why? Because you can't see. You need light to give you what? Directions. You know, I come a light into the world, but whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. Am I right? If any man hear my words and believe not, I judge him not, for I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. Underline that word. To save the world. See, because see, Jesus don't judge us, we judge ourselves. Did y'all know that? By the light. Am I right? By the word. By being able to see. By being converted, right? See, that's what examination does, right? See, examination done, we judge ourselves, right? To be able to make wise, what? Decisions. See, the only thing God did through his son, he sent Jesus in the world that we might be what? Saved. He did his part, right? Now the 21 books is left to us, right? To do the rest, am I right? See, it's like here. See, Jesus don't condemn nobody to heaven to hell. We condemn ourselves. Y'all with me? See, it's not like that theory. See, what about people teach, like your friend? They said one time, only 1,000 people are going to be saved. You remember that? And then they reached 1,000 people, they had a revelation and changed it. See, y'all understand what I'm saying? And like they said, the Mormon said one time, at one time, see, blacks that can have no official role in the Mormon church. They thought blacks was evil. It was of the devil. They could come, but they never could be of any authority. Well, Brigham Young University out there in Utah, see, the government told us, well, if y'all gonna believe that way and be president, well, we ain't gonna get no federal money. They got a revelation then. They changed the ruling, didn't they? Because they didn't want that federal money. They didn't want to lose that money. You understand what I'm saying? And they still do believe to a certain level, the Mormons do, based on Joseph Smith, that we have the curse of Cain. We are evil, but we're just not as evil than we used to be because we need federal money to keep Brigham Young going. Ain't that something? See? So what I'm saying is, see, we condemn ourselves when we fail not to do what God tells us to do, when we're blind, when we don't get understanding, and when we're not converted. See, when you don't believe on him who sent him to the point that you can see Jesus. See, when you miss Jesus based on your praise of men versus the praise of God, see, you bring judgment on yourself. God did what he's supposed to do. He sent his son, didn't he? He died on the cross. He gave us the church, am I right? What more can he give you? He gave you 21 books, am I right? He gave you the perfect law of liberty, am I right? He gave you mercy and grace, am I right? I can go on and on what he give you, amen. Am I right? Now, if you die and be judged, John 12:48, and be condemned to hell, who are you going to blame? You sure can't blame God the Father. You can't blame God the Son. You can't blame the Holy Spirit. God sent Jesus into the world. He built the church, didn't he? Am I right? He gave us the Holy Spirit. This is it right here. I'm holding my hand. Am I right? It's perfect. Am I right? So who are you going to blame? See? Y'all seen that Josh commercial? Y'all ain't seen that yet. What you up here for? How old are you? Y'all ain't seen it? Y'all watch it. He get wings. But Peter wants them Jack French fries. That's so stupid, ain't it? I'm going to come back to that a lot a little bit, but I'm going to go ahead on. Then it goes on, verse 48, he that rejected me and received not my word has one to judge him. The word that I've spoken the same to judge him in the last day. Verse 49, for I have not spoken of myself, but the Father which sent me. Right, 1 John 5:7. He gave me a commandment which I should say and what I should speak. Right? That's that third part, am I right? Is that John 14:26? Is that John 15:26? See, is that John 16:13? He gave me a commandment that I should speak. See, he told them, Mark 9:1, go into the city of Jerusalem and tarry till you be endued with power from on high, right? So you're going to tell you death, you see the kingdom come with what? Power, am I right? That way he did it, am I right? On the day of Pentecost, they received the miraculous dwelling of the Holy Spirit, right? That they may know what to what? Speak. Y'all see how I'm working? Father sent the Son, Son sent the Holy Ghost, right? For we know in part and we prophesy in part, when that which is perfect in God, that which in part shall be what? So now, John 1:25, we speak at the perfect law of liberty, am I right? Y'all with me? And you don't know you're in the right place? And you don't appreciate you're in the right place? Something wrong with you. And you're going to come when you want to come and do what you want to do and say you born again? It don't work that way. It don't work that way. I'm telling you, folks. Go on and read 1 John 5. Are you born again? You're begotten of God. If you're begotten of God, you'll love God. If you're begotten and love God, you will keep his commandment. And guess what does it say, Brother Ryan? You're going to love one another. Because ain't no way in the world you're going to come in and hate me and still say you love God. Amen. Because you got all against me, husband and wife. You may fuss and you may differ, but you better straighten it out as fast as you can because you may lose your position of being born again. Amen. Am I right? If you sit there and say, I ain't spoke to him in 2 weeks, you man, you better not die. You're going to be messed up. Am I right? See, that's what he's saying there. If you got your Bible, you should know that. Then verse 50, he said, and I know, and then I know where to know. It's that mindset that his commandment is life everlasting, John 10:10. Right? Now, life everlasting can be twofold, right, Brother Frazier? It can be peace here. We can do all things through Christ. My God shall supply all your needs. All things work out together to them who love the Lord. For whatever state I find myself in, be content. It could be just that right now. That's what we enjoy now. Amen. Because if we don't have problems, the world got problems. Amen. Amen. Because I know that if we stay within them 21 books, you're going to have everlasting life, plus you're going to have life everlasting. That's heaven. Right? And you know, a good way to measure, a good way to validate your spirituality is to look at your life and tell the truth and see how it's going. If your life full of hell and you've been catching hell, the hell all around you, you better go back and check it. Because something wrong. It ain't meant to be that way. I'm telling you. I'm not saying we're not going to have problems. But we don't let problems take over us. We're in this world, but we're not of this world. See, problem all around us. You with me? See, God sent us tests to see how well we endure. Amen. See, he tests you to strengthen you. That's why he said, if you're going to suffer, suffer as a Christian. So if you're going to suffer, suffer with them 21 books. Because see, your life going to be everlasting. See, your life going to be wherever state you find yourself in, be content. See, sometimes it's going to rain in your house. Sometimes the wind going to blow. Sometimes it's going to beat on the house. But it depends on what kind of foundation you build, where that house going to fall. See, hear people say, Lord, I don't just know what I'm going to do. Lord, there's something I can take no more. I'm so stressed. Lord, see, Christians don't talk that way. Amen. If you can see Jesus. Am I right? Now, if you're blind and you don't have no understanding and you ain't been converted, if you're seeking solutions in men versus God. See, that's what he's talking about. Praise of men versus praise of God. How you solve the problem. See, sometimes you think, well, only if I can get $1 million, it will solve the problem. Temporary. But guess what? It is still going to come back because you ain't solved it. Amen? Y'all with me? Now week 13, but I'm going to hit back on that light just a little bit more. I'm going to tie that a little bit more. Y'all with me? Do it make sense? And y'all glad God sent Jesus? Amen. That we can see? Amen? This is what you should have been learning. And you glad that you can see so you got to understand so you already converted, right? Am I right? Because see, when you converted, see, Philippians 4:11, you need to mark that. I read that every day. First state I find myself in be what? Am I right? See, go back to 1 John 5. See, re-examine your born-again status of John 3. Because it got to be begotten of God because you're born into the family of God. Am I right? You ain't born into any family. You're born into the family of God because you're begotten of God. Hey. See, he was begotten of the Brown family. Am I right? Am I right? So long as he's young, he still had to keep your commandments. Is that right? Say it a little louder. Now I know that right. See, if you don't, it's a penalty to pay. Shake your head, little boy. Okay. And that's the way it's supposed to be. Amen. Am I right? And that same way with God. We're begotten of God because we love God. He loves his mom and dad. Amen. Because they begotten him. Amen. So when we love God, because he begotten us, that we love God. When we love God, we're going to keep his commandments. Am I right? Am I right? So we can see. See? All we want to do is see. Because sometimes it gets dark out here. Amen. You need some light, don't you? Am I right? You need a lamppost under your path. Am I right? Am I right? Now, some of y'all are looking. And I know why you're looking, because you don't understand me. I'm just telling you the truth. Some of you just don't understand. I didn't, Brother Hare. Until I learned about Miss Sally. I still wouldn't have known it. So I had to learn it. I'm telling you, man. I came and showed you Sunday night. I had it written out in big letters. I didn't know what Miss Sally was. I thought she lived on 44th Street. Excuse me. But now I know. See, some of y'all still don't know. Don't feel bad. I didn't. And it don't matter. You know why? Because life don't work that way. You don't go to the grocery store with exponents. You don't go to the grocery store with parentheses, brackets, power to the fourth power. Because you know it's $2.99. Well, what's the full power? I don't know. How would you like to go to the grocery store with jelly, $1.99 to the third power? You'd never know how to get it. Would you? You'd be sitting there, wait a minute, $1.99, time two, $4.99. Man, you'd be asking, nobody never go through the line. Because we'll never know, because it don't matter. But I guess it has a reason for it, right? I don't know how to figure it. Now, I need to know it to May. Now, to May, I'm going to forget about it. I'm just telling you the truth. Once I pass, I ain't going to think about it no more. Because it don't matter. But it matters today. Y'all with me? Same thing. We need this from now on, don't we? See, we need this from now on. But see, you got to be able to see it. You can't be blind, because when you're blind, you ain't going to get no understanding. And that's the reason why I'm telling you, folks, when people walk up to you and say, I just don't understand. I just don't. You tell me they blind. I mean, empathize with them, because they just can't see it. I'm telling you, that's the way it worked. When John Mills came to me, I already tell you, I ran from him, because I didn't want to see it. See, and that's the same point. Okay, well, we're out of time. Let's continue to pray you want.